Welcome to Argue Bros, the podcast that gives you multiple perspectives on today's hottest topics. Hosted by Nico Pingin, Fred in Progress, and Jess Freeman. If you're looking for some inspiration from and for normal people, or simply want to know the bros a little more, you better open up your mind to the fresh perspective that's coming your way right now.
And welcome to the next Argue Bros podcast, where you have Nico Pingin, Jess Freeman, and Fred in Progress utilizing a brand new software. So just excuse us while we start this podcast. Now, we were talking about food, fellas. We're going to make a lot of people hungry and hangry, just as a FYI.
We were talking about the best one ingredient ever, which is eggs.
You think it's the best now? Hold on now.
Eggs is the best, man. You can't go wrong with eggs. You can get them scrambled. You can get them boiled. You can eat the yolk for some protein. But my favorite is scrambled, of course. Like, oh my God, bro. If you can make eggs, you can have me soul. Have me get maybe some scrambled.
So that's all a woman needs to do in order to get you?
You can tell a lot by how somebody makes their scrambled eggs.
Like what?
Like, bro, if they're impatient, man, they got the heat on high. They burn their eggs a little bit, man. Not fluffy in the middle, man. You could tell. Yeah, they take, bro, if they eggs runny.
All those qualities come out to light when they cook.
Yeah, bro, you can tell a lot by a person how they make the eggs. They don't stir it up and mix the season beforehand. Maybe they're impatient, you know what I mean? They don't get the season on all the particles of eggs.
Why, you think that's a requirement in order to make good eggs?
Oh, so eggs is a process, man. Great scrambled, the simplest things are always the hardest to do.
No, the question is, hold up. How many scrambled eggs does it take for you to realize this is the one?
Man, she got to make it right every time. What are you talking about? She messed up the first time. I'm like, bro, what is going on? You got to smother redeeming qualities for me to be willing to teach you how to make eggs.
What?
You got to smother redeeming qualities for you to meet have to teach you how to make scrambled eggs, man.
Is that really the qualifications of a used to be fat man?
Bro, scrambled eggs is important to society. I, man, you can make scrambled egg with so much, like from pasta to rice to just some meat. Scrambled eggs is an amazing protein and it's amazing taste. Like, you just, it's just simple. Just, all you gotta do is scramble the eggs, do a little whisking with the fork, you know what I mean? Put a little good nice seasoning in there. Now, the real test is when you're over the stove cooking, you gotta keep it on that medium to low heat and make sure you're flipping it and you're dicing it up a little bit. Make sure the egg come out nice and brown, a little bit brown. If you rush it, it'll burn it. And if you don't cook it enough, you leave it running. You put a little butter on there. Quit using oil, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Oil. The fuck?
Wait, So you can understand a lot from a woman just based off of her.
I can understand a lot from anybody just from how they cook eggs. See, if I was a master in like one of those little martial arts, one of those little martial arts manga or some cultivation, I'd be like, okay, I'm like, yeah, student, yeah. Cook me an egg, and I won't tell them nothing else. I'll just watch how they cook the egg and be like, damn, you're impatient. Then you may kill somebody. How you cook an egg? You getting mad at that egg? All right, dog. You burnt the egg. You quick? Okay. I'm gonna watch them. Learn all about a person. Just how they make an egg.
Interesting. Interesting.
I feel bad for vegan, man, eating them tofu eggs.
Hey, but what's so wrong about tofu eggs?
It's not a real egg. Now my new journey is like, I want to taste eggs from other plant animals.
Wait, hold on. Right. Oh, wait, hold on now. Now you're stumbling into a lot of...
this is a whole different world now. Wait, Forget the hold on, Rafi. This man just said that, so... Can you name a few that's on your list, please? Like, I know ostrich egg is on your list. I already know that.
Oh, definitely ostrich egg number one. I want to taste like the salmon egg, of course. I want to see what that, like the roe, the caviar kind of stuff. I want to do more research because I want to actually open an egg business eventually. I don't want to have to do the work. You know, this is like a dream where I don't have to do the work. I'd rather just tell them the menu and be like, yo, let me taste this. See if it's good. Okay, sell it out.
The hypothetical business that you want.
Yeah, bro. So this is if I make money in other businesses, I would put like 10 to 50,000 making like a little vending of food truck. Start, because food truck wouldn't take that much effort to do. Now, I'm not disrespecting food truck people. I'm saying versus like owning an entire establishment. I could get my passion product of eggs, or I could even do it like, you know, all these respectable businesses are making their food out of their house and having you sell it on Instagram. Be like, yo, you want this burger with egg on it, bro? You want this bison and scrambled eggs? You want some steak and egg? You want some waffle and egg, bro? Chicken waffle and egg, bro? You want some macaroni and cheese and eggs? I got lasagna and eggs, bro. Man, I got sweet potatoes and some scrambled eggs and turkey for Thanksgiving. Bro, everything got to get a little egg in there, bro. You can slide a little egg in there.
You want egg and cheddar cheese, egg and Swiss cheese.
Oh my lord.
You want egg and American cheese, egg and provolone.
Bro, my restaurant gonna be called Over Excellent. Everything gonna have egg over it, bro.
We're gonna have a whole establishment based off egg.
Yeah, I'm gonna have me some fries. Aesthetics. I'm gonna have me some fries. Aesthetics. Put the sauce in there, scribble some eggs and put it on top, you know what I mean? Put a little bacon on there, bro. I'm telling everything gonna have some eggs on there.
I'm your first investor, bro, because I call myself an egg expertise.
If I had additional time,
I might be your first investor, bro.
You too.
I can make a food Instagram right now if I had extra time, just be making me some egg dishes, you know, start off the fandom and put it on Instagram, fam.
It's always waiting on you. The fandom's ready. They're out there. They're listening. They're hungry.
Yeah, it's a poor man's meal, but you can make it a rich man's delicious.
All right, but hold up. We're getting distracted from the true point.
The eggs
this
are great.
This man said he wanted to try eggs from different animals. Wait a minute. Like what? Because all I'm thinking is ostrich egg. What other egg is edible?
What do you mean? There's a lot of eggs. There's a lot of birds that make eggs. But what about underwater birds? There's eggs underwater.
Bro, just say fish.
I mean, yes.
Wait, what? No, I thought, I don't know why I thought he meant legitimately underwater birds, my G. I was like, what? No,
penguins are underwater birds.
No, they're not underwater birds. They're just birds that can't fly. Yeah.
Wait.
I got to give it to you there. Yeah, that's right.
What?
What the heck? Man said underwater birds.
The most easiest ones I can get are like the duck eggs and quail eggs.
Duck eggs? Nah, bro. I don't know.
Quail? Oh, that's.
But you know, I'm thinking more like if I stick with the regular eggs, I want to try the higher quality eggs. You know what I mean? Like, is there a taste difference? I'm a simple man though. My seasoning. Yes. I don't know if y'all know.
The most natural is
seasonal is the best seasoning to me. I like to keep it simple. I don't add none of the extra seasoning on there. I like to keep it simple. Now sometimes I add some chopped onions on my eggs. Sometimes I get a little crunch up in there. But generally, I add some seasonal. You know what I mean? I'm a regular raised black
peppers,
man.
Peppers, all that shit.
Nah, bro. See, if you do too much to the egg, you don't get that natural, delicious flavor.
Nah, bro.
You keep it simple, bro. See, that's why I gotta watch what's throwing up in there. I'm like, bro, why is this person putting so much shit in the egg, bro? They don't respect the egg like that.
Wait, you think that eggs don't need that much?
No, it's all about the ratio. If you throw in, chop all that shit, you got to throw in a couple extra eggs to balance it out.
Now you're talking egg skills. Now you're talking.
Yeah, I told you, bro. I call myself a little egg expertise. You know what I mean?
No, gotta have a little balance in there. Gotta have a little balance in there. See, I think eggs are a great carrier of seasoning. Like, if you season it right, man, when you put an egg in your mouth, like, just an explosion of seasoning. You really carry it well. Eggs really carry that. That's why you can put it over some bland stuff, like some meat or something. Like, if you're doing meal prep, make some eggs, get the ground turkey. You ain't got to season the ground turkey too much over some rice. Bro, you don't got to add no salt and all this stuff in there because the eggs is the real seasoning.
Wait, no. You're not adding salt to eggs?
I'm adding seasonal. It's a mixture of salt. Got a little bit of everything. But I'm saying you don't got to add extra seasoning to them, those meal prep bowls that usually don't have no flavor to them. Because you got the egg carrying the flavor. It's listening to the weight, you know what I mean? When I had my first burger with an egg on it, I couldn't go back. Especially now, the runny eggs for the burgers is where it's at, bro. It's where it's at.
Now, would you rather make the egg yourself or have somebody like at a diner make it for you?
Man, it depends. It depends. I'm all about eating out. If it don't matter too, man, because they can't mess up an egg on a burger. You know what I mean?
Nigga, what?
Well, you've eaten at places that they mess up.
So I'll tell you, I'm a simple man where I'm like, I need to give me a burger real quick. I ain't got time to make my burger and make my egg. So I'll go to like a Steak and Shake. I understand the quality I'm getting is not going to be the same quality. So for example, if you go like a Red Robin's, you get like the mid tier egg burger. You know what I mean? Like they definitely going to make a good, decent egg. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to worry about it. You got like a Steak and Shake. Sometimes they may cook the egg a little too much, so you got like the crispiness on the outside. You know, like they brown up a little bit. Egg usually runs a little bit runnier for a good egg burger, right? Now, if you go to Cheesecake Factory with their egg burger, you cannot go wrong. You cannot go wrong. You cut that open
and
then
you cut that smacking all the time. You sound like
you cut that open and that yolk inside just runs straight down that bread.
Tasting it right now, boy. Bro, you sound like you're eating it right now.
Bro, everything tastes better with that. Oh my god.
Oh my lord, you eating it right now. I can envision you just like smacking your chops like if I could have me that right now.
Man, what?
If we talking about sandwiches, bro, one sandwich that really kind of lived to its expectations was the Chick-fil-A sandwich with the Chick-fil-A sauce. Oh my goodness.
I've never had Chick-fil-A sauce. I'll put it out there. Is it really that good? Should I get it one time?
Yes.
What it tastes like?
I can't even describe. I haven't had it in a little bit, but bro, that shit.
I can't describe it. It just, for me, it was very sweet and tangy.
Yeah. But it was like
sweet. Like orangey tangy-ish. Too? Yeah, like orangey.
Bro, put an egg on that, bro.
No.
They sell it too at the stores.
Can I add egg to my Chick-fil-A sandwich?
No, you could add I think you could even use that as a sauce after. Like you could do you scramble your eggs?
Yeah, but I think you use that as a sauce. Bro, hold up now, bro, man. I'm kicking a woman out, or I'm kicking a man out if he put ketchup on his eggs. I'm like, bro, what do you?
Well, you don't, hold on. You're gonna offend all the Dominicans everywhere.
You don't put ketchup. You don't put ketchup on your eggs.
Get out of here! Get out of here with that ketchup on egg.
You don't put ketchup on your eggs, bro.
If it's not egg on a burger, you getting out of here, bro. What are you talking about?
Yo, Fred is gonna fight the whole Dominican Republic.
not the whole Dominican, the whole world. Because what? Who the hell don't put eggs under? Ketchup. What do you mean? Eggs.
People who have a refined taste, young gentlemen.
Why are you putting ketchup on there, changing the flavor of my egg? What is going on here, bro? If it ain't on a burger, bro, mustard and ketchup go on the burger with the egg. But don't put no ketchup on an egg by itself.
You rather eat mustard? that's changing the whole flavor itself. What are you saying?
The egg plays a different role in the sandwich. For the egg in the sandwich, it provides the texture and that nice little soft taste.
Your statement is reflecting.
What does a mustard provide?
Mustard provides that tanginess. You gotta have the tanginess inside the burger. But if you make scrambled eggs in the morning and you're like, "Yo, pass me the ketchup," I'm like, "What is you doing?"
He's like, "I'm putting it on top of my scrambled eggs."
Oh my god!
Your friend's like, pass me the original mustard so I can put it on my.
If
egg.
It's on a burger, if it's on a burger, Nani? Yes. I'm not putting
Nani.
Just scrambled eggs. Mustard they don't need nothing on there. They don't need nothing on there but just scrambled eggs.
Except the seasoning.
Of course, yeah. Except the seasoning. I'm talking about condiments. You don't put no condiments on scrambled eggs. You bugging?
Nah, bro. The whole Dominican they put ketchup.
Now, the only time I really approve of a condiment, I'm saying in technical terms, a condiment, is like when you're having Thanksgiving and you're mixing like your eggs with the gravy and stuff. Now, that'd be good.
They eat that for breakfast, just like that. Scrambled eggs and then put ketchup right on.
Mashed potatoes and eggs? Oh, my God, bro.
Bro, hold on. We're talking about mashed potatoes. Listen.
All right. Wait, I recant my statement, actually. Ketchup with mashed potatoes and eggs is actually really good. Really good. With some shredded cheese. All right. Nah.
Gravy and mashed potatoes is like a secret combination that just like, gravy? With almost anything, I should ever track that. Gravy.
Let me just put by the end of this episode, I just want anybody listening to realize eggs go with so many different things. It's a very pliable item of food.
Like, I tried gravy with eggs and I was like, wow, I should have tried this sooner.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, carbonara, oh my God, man. Carbonara is the best delicious egg-based pasta I've had so far. Cannot go wrong.
I don't think I've had it.
Carbonara sounds like it's out of my price.
Carbonara is not that expensive. It'd be at them corner stores out there in the mess.
It's like one of those foods that already sounds like it's a 5-star.
No. I'd be literally at the mom. It'll be at them corner store, bro. On like $9. Exactly. Not that bad. Be cheap. Any pizzeria almost got a carbonara, fam. They put a little bacon on there, and then if you specially request it, they'll give you a sunny side up fried egg on top, bro. Oh my god. Carbonara, man. Can't go wrong. If you can get you some carbonara, just get you a little carbonara and be like, this is my fatty meal for the week. That shit is fatty.
Man.
Nah, chill out.
Chill, because I'm skinny, already
so
fat.
You skinny. You eat like a fat man.
Man, that carbonara lasts me about like 3-4 days. One order. About 3-4 days. Man,
you're a walking cheat code. Every other human has to eat full-size portions of everything.
That's the difference between me and you, bro. My mama taught me to finish things when I started them.
Exactly.
It don't matter how big the plate.
or how fattening. You gotta finish. It's like, man,
fat,
I can't
you
believe
can never
look
fat in your mother's eyes.
Bruh.
Nah, that's a lie. My mom calls me fat as fuck all the time.
That's a form of disrespect if you don't eat your mom's cooking, no matter if you're fat or not. It's weird.
Have you ever felt that? Cause I did that too, and then my mom was like, or my grandmother was
imagine growing up with a mom can't cook though, bro. Like, what you talking about?
Bro,
you gotta finish the plate. I'm saying imagine growing a mom who can't cook. And you gotta finish your plate and be like, I gotta swallow it down. Like the entire life you gotta swallow all that food down, bro. Like what?
I feel bad for that. That actually gotta suck. That's torture.
No, it don't gotta suck. It is not torture, because that's Chick-fil-A every day.
Nah, then imagine your mom bring food to the potluck and you gotta defend your mom cooking from your friend. Like, bro, just try it, please. Her feeling gonna be hurt when no one eats it, please.
This is spam salad.
We don't want to go to the restroom anymore. Remember what happened last year? Everybody, like, oh my God. Everybody had the runs for a whole week after your mom's cooking. It's like, well, I thought I should have used this ingredient as opposed to the other one.
No.
It's like, no.
No, their excuse would be like the runs. It's all the food you had. You guys like that though, right?
Man, I don't know about y'all, but black people would be going to a lot of different potlucks. Everybody bring their own food and stuff. Man, I learned very young. I used to eat a lot. I learned very young. Just eat what my mom brings. I'd eat half the food she brought. I'd be eating it before everybody. Once they unveil the potluck, I'm like, I know what's good.
How do you like it so far? Don't forget to reach out via social media and suggest the next hot topics to argue about.
I ain't got to try everything else. I can just go with what's good. You feel me? And then I'll go taste and nibble over here and there. Most of the time, I just go for the desserts because you can't really mess up a dessert. No, it's a lower percentage shot. You feel me?
I was wondering, do we have like a natural tendency, like a base tendency to just like put our mom's cooking above everyone else's?
So I wonder if it's a psychological thing, probably, because like since you grew up tasting that, so your taste buds are morphed around that maybe. I wonder if there's some science around that.
And so like anytime you taste it, hence after, it's like God tier. And anybody else is just like, meh?
Actually, I disagree.
Really?
100%. Because I've met people that their parents cook at home and everything. Mm-hmm. And I've had them over and they had like my grandma's cooking shit. And they was like, damn, this is better than my mom's shit. And then they'll say that to their mom's face and everything.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, they wouldn't be offended?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, they were?
And then it was like, kids are gonna be kids, right?
No, they say you better be getting some sandwiches the rest of your life, bro. Get you bread and toast.
Nah, bro, when you're a parent, you just gotta accept your kids' ruthlessness and keep it pushing.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's tough though. Like, I mean, it depends on how old you are, because if in the wrong household, you get the taste slapped out your mouth like Chris Rock.
But saying somebody else's food is better, nah, that's true.
In the wrong household, you'd be like, hey, such and such mom cook better than you. Psh, what'd you say? Go live at such and such house then. They didn't ask me to live there. Well, now you better stop talking about such and such as cooking.
Nah, the right child be like, yo, let me get you a plate. Let me get you a plate. I'll show you. Right child be like, let me get you a plate. I brought you home, son.
In the wrong household, you get
stop buying like, groceries for like 2 months.
I said, why don't you try cooking this time, huh? Since they're so much better than my cooking. Why don't you try? It's like, but
I'm only 12.
Like, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know this. Like, why are you saying that I need to be cooking? I was like, no, since other people cook better than me, apparently.
All right, let me ask you a question. Hypothetically speaking, if y'all or somebody gets married and then they want their wife to come learn cooking from their mother or grandmother, good or bad? Like, how good or bad? What y'all think about that?
No, it depends. Like, culturally, I think that's frowned upon.
What?
But culturally, I don't think it's culturally acceptable
to be like, yo, wife, I love you, but your cooking game, shit. Let's get it. Let's level it up.
Yeah, and it's like, but husband, how do we level it up? And you'd be like, my mom. Like, she don't like me though. She'd be like, she don't like me though. How we gonna do that? How's that gonna work?
Oh my God! Yeah, that's just funny.
You make her like bite the bullet. I don't care what you like or don't like. You took a vow.
This for me.
Your vow.
Like,
yeah.
No. You said, I'm just like, yo, this is time honored tradition. This is passed down along lineage of the cookbook. Like, you have to learn the cookbook. It'll die without you.
It'd be like, listen, if I have a daughter, she needs to learn these recipes.
In fact, I'm trying to protect the lineage of food.
For me, it's like, I need the sustenance that's going to keep me energized throughout the day.
And I'm just sorry. Your fucking spinach casserole is just not cutting it for me, Deborah.
No. Yeah. Potato salad with the raisins in it.
Oh, my Lord. Yo, no, or somebody who just buys a loaf of bread and can't make their own. You know what? You can't make your own loaf of
like,
bread.
Bro, yeah, no lie. No matter what, my wife gotta learn how to make homemade bread like my mom does, like loaves, bro. I'm gonna learn it too. I'm gonna be like, yo, we gotta be making some loaves occasionally. Like, what is this?
Imagine
here?
Your wife doesn't know how to use an air fryer,
bro. That's a couple buttons. Bro. If she don't know how to use an air fryer, she better not know how to use a microwave either. That better mean she's cooking the food off rip. I mean,
he said that means that she better be
facts.
What?
This man is thinking impeccable right now.
And he said that's what that means. That because that don't mean nothing else. It means that she only knows how to cook off the stove. It don't mean that she. No.
As it should though. That's facts. Because if she don't know how to use a freaking machine, then she's off scratch.
Mm. See, I'm gonna come in there and be like, "Yo, I got the meal for tonight, honey. I mean, with the kids, I got you. Everybody come out with some scrambled eggs and some sausage." Be like, "Yo, I got y'all."
Fred, is that gonna be your staple?
Fred gonna have the kids lined up with eggs in his hands, like
and you know that every father has like this staple food that they make that their children are always tired of. Like, oh, it's scrambled eggs again. Hold on now. Hold on.
Do you know how many people would love to have some eggs right now? Do you know how many people having tofu eggs?
From me? And you just gonna be hungry.
No, I'm gonna give my kid lunch and I'm gonna hide some eggs underneath their food. They even go to me like, eggs again? They go to eat their food and just find an egg. I'm like, I gotta slide up in there. Get a little protein.
Kids are gonna be like, yo, Frederick Jr., your dad makes the best scrambled eggs ever. And it's like Frederick Jr. be like, man, but he gives it to me every day, bro. Like every day. Like I got like 6 grams of protein, low carbs.
Healthy, you know, I do 75% regular egg and I mix 25% of egg whites up in there as well. You know, gotta add a little egg whites.
Oh. What's the difference between the yellow and the white? Is that the health thing?
Yeah, the health thing. A little less cholesterol. Yeah, less cholesterol as well by having the egg whites. Cholesterol as well with the egg whites as well. What's fattening?
Wait, I thought so. Do people or should people just eat the white? And
it's a healthy debate. It's a debate about health. Like some people say, like it's good to have the regular eggs. Some people say it's good to have the white eggs. I like to mix it in. I like to have a little 75% regular egg. So I'll put 2 regular eggs in there, and then
egg and then white egg. Can you
egg white? So it's like egg whites in the carton.
Okay.
And then just regular.
We're not
regular
about eggs. This egg eat world like you, bro.
So no, I would have me a little mix, you know.
I only eat like egg. I eat one.
Now when I'm feeling bougie, I'll get a little bit of milk and I'll drop a few tablespoons of milk in there to really get my eggs creamy. That's when I'm feeling a little bougie though.
Wait, would you try an owl egg?
Stir it up real quick.
All right, chill, nigga. You trying to give niggas heart attacks out here, bro? This ain't Heart Attack Grill.
Bro, if you do that, your eggs will come out as fluffy as
I ain't saying we came out good. I'm just saying you can't do it on a regular basis. You got to do it on occasion. Unless you want to die, bro.
So if you go hunting, Fred, would you be hunting for eggs as opposed to hunting for meat?
Nah, you got to hunt for bone, bro. Egg go good with meat. Mm. And I wouldn't be hunting. I'd be harvesting. See, I'd be farming and hunting.
So if you hunt for duck, you're hunting not only for the kill, but also for
Don't be eggs. Surprised in the future. I may have a few chickens. Give me fresh as egg. And be like, Frederick.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Frederick III. Go outside and get some eggs from the coop. We have some eggs this morning.
Yeah, that's not bad. My dad was actually saying how lucrative it is. It don't even cost that much money. Like chickens are like $20 a head or something like that. It's like, what? It's like, yeah, some cheap like that somewhere. You just buy them out. And you can just easily start making your own factory, essentially, because they make eggs every day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, every day? He's like, yes, every day.
Get some fresh grade A eggs.
Yep, grade A. But you got to be off grid or you got to be like on some really like inner city. I got to warm them up, keep them warm and all the blah, 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 legal limits and whatnot. Can't really do it too well in the city or in an apartment. You need land for that.
Man, what?
If you live in the city, you better travel like 2 to 3 hours.
You can just be one of those inner city people that live their life so thorough that they don't care and they be having their chickens on a leash, you know, walking them around downtown and stuff.
Bro, anytime I see stuff with them, I'm just like, gentrification. I feel like that word just fits so well with that scene. You feel me? Like, bro, what?
Nah, that's just the embodiment of eating. They're literally like potentially walking with their food.
The fair, see, if I went to a fair, bro, I would still open one stall, and my stall would literally just sell French fries with chili and eggs on top, bro, and some cheese. People would die for that stuff. put like two scrambled eggs, some chili.
You would also die eating that stuff.
Hey, my job is to deliver good taste. My job is to deliver good taste, man. And people going to be introduced to the egg.
Hey, are you going to make them sign waivers?
Nah, bro.
Are you going to make the chili or only the eggs?
Not responsible for this heart attack.
Nah, see, that's why I'm going to create the menu, and I'll have a chef actually makes that stuff. Like, that's why there's the business owner and the chef who actually makes it. I'm just going to come with some ideas. They can make it a reality.
What if your ideas are extra fattening and threatening to
life? I'm not fat, bro. People, this is America already fat. I'm just joining in. I'm like, yo, just like Mark Zuckerberg don't be wearing them Vive masks and stuff, the VR masks, he just be selling them. I'm gonna be walking around watching them eat them, be like, yo, I only have a little bit, it's okay.
Oh, kind of like how Steve Jobs created the iPhone, but forbade his kids from using
exactly, bro. I'm just like, I think it's a beautiful thing. I'm just not gonna partake in it because I'm the creator, so I understand what's gonna happen. So I understand what's gonna happen. So I'm like, I'm good.
You just nibble a little here, nibble a little there, be like, oh my god, this was amazing. Just make sure you give everybody like 10 times the
portions. Exactly, bro. We gotta make sure they're satisfied.
It's like, and you know, you charge me $5, but make sure you charge.
We're about to have the eggvolution out here, man. Bring eggs to everybody.
You're going to have people who can't afford these eggs. Hate.
Bro, oh my God. I need to get me a hoodie that says make eggs cool again. And I can have a scrambled eggs plate on my hoodie shirt.
Somebody's like, we can't afford your five.
Yo, I'm about to go on Fiverr and find somebody to make me that hoodie. Make eggs good, cool again.
Do you guys realize that if you go to a different country, we'll probably be like suffering because America's food is like 3 times as large as every other person?
Oh, like bro, what?
Like, what do you mean? Like, how do you mean?
Like, if we go to Japan, for instance, their large is like our medium.
Oh, yeah.
You have to pay more and such is what you're saying, basically?
Yeah, the intake is much different.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like, their extra large is like our small.
Yeah, American, fat.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of tourists see in sizing differences, too, when they come here and they order.
Like, that's like a small?
Or medium. That's like, what? It's like, I ordered a small coffee. It's like, you gave me an extra large one. It's like, no, that is a small. It's like, what? It's like, your small is like 18 ounces or something like that, like 12 ounces. And it's like, yeah. I said, what are your larges? It's like, our large is like 22 ounces. It's like, that's a large? That's like an extra, extra large in my country. It's like, damn, are y'all broke in your country? Like, what's wrong?
We eating too good out here, bro.
And it's like, no, we're not broke. We just don't need all that caffeine or all that food. It's like, what you even going to do? I'm going to just sit down for 18 hours a day. It's like, how are you going to burn that off? It's like, you burn it off? And it's like, yeah, we have like 60 minutes to like walk outside during lunch at work. And it's like, y'all walk during work? And it's like, yeah, y'all don't do that in America. It's like, nah, we have a cafeteria, but we sit down and we just talk and act like we care. Act like, hey, listen, I got scrambled eggs. It's like, I got boiled eggs. It's like, you got boiled eggs. I got poached eggs. It's like, oh, you got poached eggs.
I'm going to learn how to make some kimbap. Put me some kimbap in there with the egg. Man, kimbap is so good with egg in it, man. Oh, my God.
All right, hold on. What's the kind of egg somebody would have that you would just look at them with this taste?
Runny eggs or...
Runny eggs?
Or a...
I have to think on that because I have to rate my eggs I don't like.
Sunny side up egg, like what?
Broiled eggs?
Definitely my top three hated are definitely going to be runny egg. I can't rate them. Runny eggs, one. I'm just like, bro, what are you doing, man? Runny scrambled eggs in particular. Because like, that's just like, what are you doing? Like, eggs with ketchup on it, y'all weird. I'm not backing down. Y'all some weird. I'm talking about just scrambled eggs with ketchup or just eggs in general. Just literally just egg and ketchup. What is this? And then lastly would definitely be sunny side up egg would like just by itself. Like, bro, why you want all that yolk? What is this here?
No, I just realized it's like when you said the scrambled eggs with the ketchup. Is like, what is this? It's like a third world country. People in third world countries. Hey, what am I supposed to eat with my scrambled eggs? It's like
nothing, bro. Ketchup. Just eat it by itself. See, my favorite thing is I'll be making some weird thing. I'll be like, I don't need nothing. I just give me a fresh thing of ground turkey, cook the ground turkey, put some seasoning in that, and then just make me about 12 eggs.
Oh,
and I'll just be having ground turkey and egg bowls.
You know what I thought you would have said though, Fred?
Protein on protein.
I thought you would have said like people that ate their eggs with maple syrup.
Nah, eggs and honey is good, bro. That's sweet. Oh my god.
But maple syrup.
I mean, maple syrup is not bad. It's not bad.
Or waffles.
Hey, I mean, by itself, that's just weird.
Yeah, facts.
By itself. Scrambled eggs with maple syrup.
I won't take this eggs and ketchup slander.
I mean, I would choose eggs and syrup over eggs and ketchup. No lie.
Wow. Now you're... wow. Wow.
Like, no one.
You hear this? Everybody. You hear this, my people? My egg and ketchup
Hey, if if you like scrambled eggs with ketchup, leave a comment.
Bro. Eggs with ketchup are just like, bro, y'all couldn't see the egg enough.
With syrup, leave another comment. Let us know which one you prefer. Which one is more valid to your taste buds? Because we obviously have two separate views on that point.
If you got to put ketchup on the eggs, you just didn't season them right. That's my opinion.
Man, you might be schooling a whole nation.
Yeah, I'm not against ketchup. I'm just like, bro, you must either really love ketchup or you can't season your eggs. One of the two.
Yeah, but what about people that put like adobo on it? You know it's over seasoned and they still put ketchup.
Man. I don't know.
Because you know some people over season and they still be loving that.
Everybody
ketchup,
got
bro.
Their weird tendencies, man. Because if you I say,
man,
get...
this got so much seasoning and so much salt, why you still need ketchup for? I need that extra kick.
See, I have my most loved food item, then I have my most hated food item. Do y'all have a most hated food item?
Nah, I don't hate food.
I'm a pretty picky guy.
My body just can't eat something.
Nah, ranch is the most disgusting thing in the world, the thing I've currently tasted.
Nah, radish is the thing that my tongue cannot take. I don't know why. I just can't eat a radish.
Never even had radish. That's interesting.
I've tried.
No, radish is not bad. It's all right.
Nah, it's like at the moment my tongue touches radish, it's like it curls up and it just like punches it away. It's like, nope, this flavor does not agree with this tongue. Like immediate rejection. I tried. I've got my butt kicked many times trying to get forced to eat that. But that
no, I feel like I rich at ranch when I be trying to eat ranch. Me rich in that ranch, man.
Facts. Team blue cheese. But that's me with mustard. Mustard is fucking disgusting.
Like honey mustard too?
No, I gotta agree with mustard. Mustard is top
what?
Three. No, honey mustard is good though. But mustard in general,
bro, mustard on certain things, that tang is necessary, bro.
On nothing.
Bro, it's not necessary.
One person, y'all can
I feel
add
like
me.
Mustard
on
is the most evil thing
on
somebody
nothing.
Could ever create
Ew.
On this planet.
That
bro.
Is, yeah, exactly. Like, on nothing. Like, don't try to justify that.
Bro, what are you talking about? You gotta have mustard on something.
The only time I can see it's acceptable is on a hot dog.
Bro, no. So if your sandwich is too savory, bro, you got to have a little tang to it to cut it up. What's with the mustard for it, bro?
That's what ketchup is for.
Ketchup is a sweet sauce. What? Ketchup be sweet and very less tangy. Mustard is like straight tang.
Nah, that's if you get it without vinegar. Because every ketchup comes with vinegar.
Yeah, because I at least I'm talking about the ketchup with vinegar because that's...
Ketchup is nowhere near as tangy as mustard. Mustard, you need some of that mustard, man, to cut something.
Mustard's not tangy. It's a bittery, bro. It's like...
You need that. That's why you... So you put a little on there to cut it. That's why I'm like...
You put eggs and mustard and you say that's good?
On a burger, you got to have some mustard on a burger because if you don't have the mustard, you have some strong flavors and you have some smooth flavors. You know what I mean?
You're ruining a whole burger.
It's complimentary.
How do you feel about barbecue?
Barbecue sauce?
Like barbecue sauce?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's depends. Depends, honestly. It's like some places I want it, like on my chicken, I'd rather not have the barbecue sauce because it tastes good without it.
Barbecue sauce is the winner.
If I get honey mustard wings over barbecue sauce.
But honey mustard is even better than barbecue sauce for sure.
Nah. Honey.
Sweet and chili is number one, though. Sweet and chili number one.
Honey barbecue, on top of bro, that goes crazy.
Yeah, honey barbecue top two for me. But sweet and chili is
but
up
mustard
there.
Is not it.
Yeah,
that's just one condiment, bro.
Radish and that.
That and ranch, they go top tier hand in hand. Like
you don't like
what you put on your hot dog
out the window. Where I put my hot dogs, I put ketchup. Chopped onions, I put mayo, ketchup, put a couple other things if there's options. Hot sauce too sometimes.
All right.
That's tough. That's all.
I'm just like, you got to put some mustard on there to cut that through like some meat, some cheeses. You know what I mean? Got to have a little tang to the meat with cheese when you be eating a certain sandwich.
Nah, I don't know. It's probably the culture.
Nah, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what it could be. Yeah, either, but I just can't do it, bro.
I think it's the culture. I think it's the culture.
I think
the way you grew up accustomed to eating foods and not using ketchup like that and using not using mustard like that.
They got to get accustomed. This you did grow up in a very like food diverse area. You know what I mean? That came with a lot of seafood and a lot of this and that.
Oh yeah, Louisiana got a lot of different styles of cooking here. Creole.
To us, it was mainly more like one. one kind of cooking for the most part of our life.
Oh, man, let me tell y'all two things. One, man, the only downside of eggs is the eggs gas, man. Them gas, you can smell them eggs when you pass the gas, bro. Cause they force, just like if you ate too much protein, bro, then that egg gas be different, bro. Be different.
Yeah, man, these are the cons that ain't nobody want to hear.
I'm keeping it real, bro. I be eating a lot of egg. I understand the downside, man. It's like, ooh, like you having too much protein. Protein gas.
Everybody that just started buying eggs because of this was starting to put the crates down. Like, wait a minute. Like, he brings valid points. Like, I'm going to be farting the whole house down now that he talks about
it. Like, damn, man, he has an egg, bro.
What's the other con they need to know before they start thinking about buying eggs, bro?
No, that's the only egg con. That's the only egg con you got to worry about.
No, you said two. Now, don't regurgitate the other one now. What's the second one?
No. That's the only one.
No, you got to be careful, though, because some people, if they eat too much eggs, that's not good for you because that's an, like, excessive amount of protein and shit like that. If you don't
like unhealthy type of thing,
kind of like it can lead to, like Fred said earlier, like high cholesterol and also increase in excessive body hair in weird locations.
I mean, if you had to choose like a whole 5 days straight to eat food, would it be like eggs type of thing?
Different variable of eggs, because a lot of different, there's so many different meals I have eggs, man. Sweet potato and eggs be fire, dog. Let me have some has.
Chicken wings. It'll be chicken wings. Fried chicken wings. Fried wings, bro.
Oh, man. The eggs will cut through the grease. That would be good. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, this episode's making me so hungry, guys. What y'all got going on? Because, like, man, like, my mouth is watering right now.
I'm trying to eat hot dogs now and stuff, man.
What y'all got going on? Because I'm getting hungry.
I got to work on an excellent cookbook, you feel me? Oh, I need to start working on it.
Now you do. You sound passionate.
If y'all listening and y'all like eggs, and y'all like them a certain way, let us know in the comments how you like them. And if you disagree with certain takes, let us know. You like ketchup on your eggs?
Oh.
You like maple syrup on your eggs? You like honey on your eggs? Do you like them scrambled? Do you like them burnt? You know, some people like them burnt and well toasted.
Oh, yeah. Before we end, I gotta let you know my second favorite food before we end. Have y'all ever had beignets, man? Beignet down in Louisiana, man. Anybody go visit Louisiana, down in New Orleans, bro, y'all got to get some beignets. It's like powdered donuts, basically. Just made it a little bit differently. It's delicious.
Man, you just love fattening food.
Bro, I was a fat child, man, for a reason, bro.
Man, that just sounds so heavy and fluffy.
It is. It's a bunch of powdered sugar and heavy fried. It's heavy dough, but it's fried and fluffy, kind of.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, it sounds like an exquisite Twinkie. Oh, my Lord. Just powdery powder. Is it powdered sugar or what? Powdered flour. Bunch
of powdered sugar. Ooh. And you usually get a little hot cocoa.
Wait, is it crunchy or is it soft?
It's from Cafe Dumont. It's usually down there, Cafe Dumont. Hey, what'd you say? What?
Is it crunchy or is it soft?
Oh, it's soft. It's soft. It has a little crunch to it though, but it's mainly soft. It's more chewy. It's more chewy, kind of doughy.
Like a pretzel-y? Yeah,
not kind of pretzel. More doughy, kind of thick. Like, but it's got the condiments. Powder. I mean, yeah, you can add chocolate caramel, but that's kind of disrespectful.
Is it expensive or is it affordable?
It's affordable. It's really affordable. It's for the masses.
Oh, so that somebody passing through could just
get you a dozen of them. Yeah.
Well, you can get a dozen affordable like that.
Yeah, get you hot chocolate too on the way out, bro. Everybody get hot chocolate
means for a normal person like me, each one is going to add like 5 pounds
bro,
to my
bro,
body.
Get your weight up.
Dang.
Become fat and miracle to everybody else.
Oh, my Lord. Chill out now.
I can't eat it. I can get everybody else fat. What's up?
Oh, no, chill out. What y'all got going on afterwards?
Man, gonna be getting a little writing in. I may have to write me an article on some eggs later. Who knows? No, we got thinking like that.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Some people are gonna love that.
Maybe take a few pictures. Take a picture of play with some eggs and catch them. Be like, X marks the spot. Nah, not gonna happen, Playboy.
Yeah, you'd be like, on the first try, made these scrambled eggs. Take 15.
I gotta do some research. See, there's a Michelin chef that mainly handles eggs. A Michelin star chef, man. I gotta do some research.
And what you got, Just?
More stories on the way. You already know.
And y'all can check them out on NicoPenguin.com. We got a whole bunch of new stuff that's coming your way. Can't really disclose too much, guys, but just know. We're working on that new logo. We're working on season 2. We're working on revamping the site in order to deliver right to you. You know how that rhymed? Oh, man, I could keep going on for days. But you know, it's Argue Bros.
Powered by eggs.
You've been listening to Argue Bros. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and leave us a review to let us know what you think. keep listening, and we'll catch up with you next week.